We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. You are Alpha and Omega. We worship you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. We give you all the you, our Lord. You are worthy to be praised. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. I just want to thank you, Lord. You've been so good. TMC, we have to tell him this morning, you've been so good. You have been so good. And we just want to thank you, Lord, 'cause you made a way. You made a way. You made a way, and we just want to praise you. We just want to thank you. We just want to praise you, Lord. He is Lord. He is Lord. He has risen from the dead, and he is Lord. Every shall bow, every tongue confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Tell him this morning, you're my Lord. Thank you, Daddy God. You're my Lord. You have risen from the dead, and you're my Lord. Every knee shall bow, and every tongue confess that you alone are Lord. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, we want you to fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, mold me, and fill me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Spirit of the living God, fall fresh on me. Break me, melt me, Lord, please mold me, then fill me. Spirit of the living God, fresh, Lord, this morning, fall fresh on our TMC family, fall fresh on thee. I surrender all. To Jesus I surrender, I surrender all. Let it be our prayer this morning. All to Jesus I surrender, all to him I freely give. All Oh, I will ever love and trust him in his presence daily live. I surrender all. Oh, to thee, my blessed Savior, I surrender all. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Host, are you there?
Yes, yes, I am. Good morning. Good morning, Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon. Thank you for that praise and worship. I just don't know. I surrender all worship. It's just so many coming at me this morning. I so appreciate you and all that you do. We love you to life. Hallelujah. Thank you, Minister Darrell, for praise and worship, for reading us this morning. And Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not want today. God is good. I'm so grateful this morning. My name is Cynthia Cox. I reside here in the Bronx, New York. I'm excited this morning. Let me share a little about this amazing call that we are on this journey. I won't be getting off no time soon. I'm so glad to be on this journey. October 2010, our two amazing co-founders, Reverend Dr. Pacola Roberts and Reverend Dr. Vanessa, started us on this journey. So this is a beautiful time in our lives. And the scripture that we stand on this morning is Psalms 88:13. But you have cried out, O Lord, in the morning. My prayer comes before you. And our mission statement, to enrich, enhance, empower believers as we begin this beautiful day, because we surrender this morning. Hallelujah. And I also want to share with you our website that you can visit 24/7. If anything comes on your mind and you need a word from the Lord, you can visit our website, themasterscall.net, themasterscall.net. All the messages have been archived on that site, as well as our powerful bio of our powerful speakers. And feel free to share it with anyone that you come in contact with. The theme for this year, 2022, is God is requiring immediate obedience in all that instruct us to do. But with immediate obedience, we will continue to experience restoration, divine protection, and create a miracle. Create a miracle and strategic breakthroughs. Amen. Amen. So that is a beautiful thing. So if you've been led by the Lord to be a part of this blessed ministry, as a greeter, as Minister Darrell, as the host, as yours truly, or a song, as Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wessel, or you share a word from the Lord. You may even have a prayer request, a praise report. Please submit all your information to info@themasterscall.net, info@themasterscall.net, and Reverend Dr. Vanessa Wessel will contact you. And on Friday, we have on the second half of our call, we take your prayer request. A praise report live, so you could be able to share that at that time. Our phenomenal Common Artists International was established by the Diaz de Leon family over 32 years ago. We are now called Artist Life. There's great products for the world to become healthy, and I always share you can become wealthy if you share with everyone you come in contact with. This morning motivation call is here Monday through Friday right after this call. A table of great leaders giving vital information on the benefits of our wonderful God's Life products. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. And the access code is 294-617-pound. 294-617-pound. If your service, if you have T-Mobile, Boost Mobile, or Metro PCS, we have a bypass number that you can call and you will not be charged. That number is 716-293-9707. 716-293-9707. You call that first. Today is Thursday. It's Testimony Thursday, and we get some awesome testimonies on that call. Today, our host is Director saw that Brian will be our host today, so we ask everyone right after this call to join us to be a part of this. So and I want to also share with each and everyone, please look in your back office. Today is Double Points Day. Isn't that wonderful? Double Points. So I want you all to be judge yourself accordingly and also get your new products that's out there and be able to share with each and everyone you come in contact with. Well, our speaker today is no stranger. She's one of she's been on this on with us for some time. We so appreciate her. She called me director's sister. I so appreciate her. Her name is Minister Willis Peters. Minister Willis Peters. She is a lady that, you know, she has so much going on with her. She's always sharing with us how to we can be empower ourselves to move forward. I'm going to just give you 3 points on her, and you can also go to the website and see her extensive bio. Minister Willis Peterson, retired from Tampa, Florida, she lives in Tampa, Florida at this time, and a hometown of Oakland Park, Illinois, for 38 years. Minister Willis Peterson has been married to her wonderful husband, Joel, for 45 at this time. And she's a mother of 3 grown children and a grandmother of 1 adorable granddaughter. And they call her baby T. That's our baby already. We're our baby too. She loves the Lord, and she works to let us know that whatever we need right now, we need to be serving the Lord 100%, not half, but 100% of the Lord. So without me further ado, let me introduce you to some and present to another other than our old speaker, Minister Willis Peters. But before that, I'm going to have a prayer before she comes on. Let us pray. Dear Lord, forgive us for looking at you and all the things that you have called us to do through the earthly eyes. We often fail to see you, your hands working in our life daily, routine, and we get distracted. We thank you for the speaker about the download the word and the telecommunication sanctuary that will do us some good. We thank you for taking time to guide us and love us and talk with us, Lord, as we move through this day. Lord, we love you and adore you. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. Minister Willard, the floor is yours.
Thank you, Minister Minister Cynthia. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you loud and clear. Take it away.
Well, praise the Lord, my directional sister, the Honorable Minister Cynthia Cox. And I see that I do have some work to do. I need to update my bio because I have been married to the amazing Jerry Peterson for 48 years. And we met, it will be 50 years ago in December. Hallelujah. So thank you for your warm introduction and for your powerful prayer. So love and appreciate you. And Dr. Vanessa, what can I say? The woman of God who is always there for us. Thank you for being the co-founder of the Master's Call and also for leading us in praise and worship this morning. Whenever I hear you sing, it just takes me back to my grandmother's church with the screen door that would squeak when they would just sing those old hymns. And I just so love and appreciate that and just appreciate you so much. And Brother Darrell, I'm telling you, he always fortifies our spiritual life with those spiritual Wheaties by giving us scripture verse. So, yes, the Lord is my shepherd. Hallelujah. And I shall not want. So thank you so much for you and for all you do for the Master's Call. And our birthday, Dr. Dimples, Dr. Super Fantastic, Dr. Focola Roberts, thank you so much for your part here at the Master's Call, because without you and Dr. Vanessa's, your and Dr. Vanessa's diligence and obedience to God, we would not be here today. My Master's Call family, the leadership team, thank you. You inspire us. You get us going. And we know that you are always here for us. And so we thank you for being part of the Master's Call as well. Father God, I love you. We love you, Lord. And we thank you for this opportunity to get together on this morning Now, God, I pray all of you and none of me as I bring the message that you have put on my heart to share this morning. We bind Satan in the name of Jesus, who has absolutely no place on this call, and we loose the power of the Holy Spirit that these airways are saturated with the blood of the Lamb and the word of our testimony. We give you praise and call it done in Jesus' name. Hallelujah and amen. Well, my family, the name of my message is Living Life on Mission, and I'm going to use Colossians 4, verses 2 through 6 as my foundational text, and it reads, continue steadfastly in prayer, being watchful in it with thanksgiving. At the same time, pray also for us that God may open us a door for the word to declare the mystery of Christ, on account of which I am in prison, that I may make it clear which is how I ought to speak. And then walk in wisdom toward outsiders, making the best of your time. Let your speech always be gracious, seasoned with salt, so that we may know how you ought to answer each person. My pastor is doing a summer series on living life on mission, and I will share with you the 4 points of his message and the direction I believe the Holy Spirit would have us to strive for as we live life on mission. And as I said, this is his springboard. This is his summer series. And as I was just thinking about it, you know, I had some thoughts, and those are my thoughts that I want to share with you this morning. Many years ago, I read the book written by Rick Warren, A Purpose-Driven Life. The first sentence is in the book, which I vividly recall, is not about you. Rick Warren reminds us that the purpose of your life is far greater than your own personal fulfillment, your peace of mind, or even your happiness. It's far greater than your family, your career, or even your wildest dreams and ambitions. If you want to know why you were placed on this planet, you must begin with God. You were born by his purpose and for his purpose. End of quote. And then he goes on to say, it all starts with God. And the scripture verse he used was Colossians 1, verse 16, for by him all things were created that are in heaven and that are on earth, visible and invisible, whether thrones or dominions or principalities or powers. All things were created through him and for him. You see, my family, in addition to being created to worship God, as Psalm 99:5 tells us, to exalt the Lord our God, worship at his footstool. Holy is he. We were created to live life on mission through the great commission to which we are called. And so you may say, Minister, well, how do we do that? Well, how do we tap into and carry out the great commission? Well, Matthew 28:19 tells us, therefore, go and make disciples of all nations, baptizing them in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Christ urges his apostles to make disciples of all nations and baptizing them. Now, does making disciples of all nations mean that we have to go on a missions trip? Does it mean to make disciples of all men, as we are commissioned to do, that we must enroll in seminary and get a doctorate in divinity or be ordained as a minister? I don't think so. We are all ministers of the gospel. We are all ministers of the good news. God provides many opportunities for us to share the good news of salvation with souls around us without going abroad and without formal training. It is no surprise what the Holy Spirit will do in and through you and me when we open ourselves up to be used by him. While living life on mission requires no formal training, It does require us to be in tune with the Holy Spirit. It does require us to exercise wisdom. God makes the ask for wisdom so simple and clear. James 1, verses 5 and 6, and I know that the book of James is Dr. Vanessa's favorite book of the Bible. But James 1, verses 5 and 6 tells us, if any of you lacks wisdom, let him ask of God, who gives it all liberally and without reproach, and it will be given to him. But let him ask in faith, without doubting, for he who doubts is like a wave of the sea, driven and tossed by the wind. So as we step out in faith, in the wisdom which God freely gives us to live life on mission, let us consider the 4 points given by my pastor that will help us live this life on mission. And point number one, identify people who need the gospel. Now, this first step does not require us to take a missions trip. I can look within my own family and come up with several people who need salvation, and I believe you can do as well. I am asking myself, just as I'm asking you, is there any reason why we have not shared or you have not shared Christ with them? Are you shy or timid about sharing Christ or sharing the Word of God? Is it because you do not know what to say? Well, you can start here. There are 3 simple things, and I'm sure you may have heard this as a child, the ABCs of sharing the gospel. The ABCs to salvation. A, admit to God that you are a sinner and repent by turning away from your sin. And you can find in 1 John 1:9 says, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Believe that Christ is God's Son and accept God's gift of forgiveness from sin. And then John 3:16, which we all know, says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever, and that means any and everybody, whosoever, as it says in some Bibles, believe in him, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. You see, when we confess your faith, when we confess our faith in Jesus Christ as our Lord and Savior, he's faithful, he's just, he's righteous, that we will have everlasting life with him. And then Romans 10:9-10, and then verse 13 says that if you confess with your mouth Jesus is Lord and believe in your heart that God raised him from the dead, you will be saved. For it is with your heart that you believe and are justified, and it's with your mouth that you confess and are saved. For with your heart one believes unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. And verse 13 says, for whoever, and in some Bibles, again, it says, for whosoever, that means each and every last one of us who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved. But remember, we have to believe it. We're not just saying those words. Believe it deep down in the very recesses of your heart that Jesus is Lord. And that's what we have to share with people. You see, I have a story to share, my TMC family, so I don't want you to make the mistake that I made by not sharing Christ with someone. A close family member of my husband's family, for whom I've known for more than 40 years, I didn't realize he was an atheist. While I did not talk with him often, the times I did speak with him, the conversation around his relationship with Christ, I never brought it up. You see, I knew he went to church as a child, Never knew him to grace the door of the church as an adult, however. Although he didn't attend church as an adult, I just assumed that he had given his life to the Lord as a child. And it was not until he was found dead unexpectedly in his home last year and at his memorial service that I found out at that time that he was an atheist. So my family never assumed that Christ has been shared with someone. Never assume just because they go to church that they have accepted the Lord as their personal Savior. You never know whose life you are going to share or save. The second point that my pastor made was invest in others you share the gospel with. Sharing the gospel doesn't end there. It's all about building relationships with those with whom you share the gospel. Spend some time with them. Check on them to see how they're doing. Show them that you care. You know, you may have heard the saying that says, people don't care how much you know until they know how much you care. You see, it can be as simple as a text, a phone call, sending them a card, praying with them. Whatever comes, whatever the Holy Spirit puts on your heart to show that you care, that's what you do. And be obedient. And as Dr. Vanessa says, immediate obedience. Philippians 2 verse 4 says, let each of you look out not only for his own interests, but also for the interest of others. And Ecclesiastes 4 verse 9 says, two are better than one, because they have a good return for their labor. For if they fall, one will lift up his companion. But woe to him who is alone when he falls, for he has no one to help him up. Just living day to day has its own challenges, as you know, family. Living as a baby Christian is even more challenging because Satan is not happy with the decision that they have made to follow Jesus. So you see, you have identified the people who need the gospel, so pour into them and do not leave them on their own to figure this new life out. Which leads me to point number 3 of living life on mission. Invite people into disciple-making relationships. Inviting people to your church is wonderful. How about inviting them to an activity outside of church? For example, going out for coffee, for lunch, or dinner will provide a great opportunity to talk with them just in general or to answer any questions or concerns that they may have that you may not have an opportunity to do once you take them to church or invite them to church, unless, of course, after church you're going to take them to lunch or invite them to lunch. Remember, it's all about building relationships. During our Tuesday morning Bible study, which is called Tuesday Morning Huddle, which is mainly for our group called the SAGE, and SAGE stands for Seniors Aging with Grace and Excellence, we were asked if we know how to sew, knit, or crochet, and are interested, and if we are interested in teaching this art form. This is another ministry that is going to begin this fall at my church. We realize this is a means to invite people within the community who may be interested in learning these skills and garner it also as an opportunity to share Christ with them as we are living life on mission. You see, sharing Christ and living life on mission can be fun and exciting. And being a Christian can be fun and exciting. But sometimes those who don't know Christ may not even know. So invite them out. Invite the people into discipleship as we make relationships with them. And lastly, in living life on mission, we want to increase discipleship by sending people to make more disciples. God's design is that we share the gospel of the good news to everyone. Matthew 24:14 says, "And this gospel of the kingdom will be proclaimed throughout the whole world as a testimony to all nations, and then the end will come." And Mark 16:15-16 says, "And he said to them, go into all the world and proclaim the gospel to the whole creation. Whoever believes and is baptized will be saved, but whoever does not believe will be condemned." So my family, as you go about living life on mission, commit to sowing the seed of God's word. And don't be discouraged if after you, number one, identify the people who need the gospel. Number two, invest in others who share the gospel, as you share the gospel. And number three, after you invite people into disciple-making relationships, do not be discouraged if at that time they do not readily accept the Lord as their personal Savior. Remember the words of Paul, which we were inspired by, who was inspired by God, when he penned 1 Corinthians 3:6-7. "I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So neither he who water, who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. God will use the gifts he has given every one of his servants for his purposes and his glory as we go about living life on mission. And as we live life on mission, I want to leave you with a word of encouragement, which is one of my favorite scripture verses, and that's found in Galatians 6:9. "And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we will reap a harvest if we don't faint." So my TMC family, I pray that this message has been a blessing to you as we go about living life on mission as we are commissioned to do. Back to you, Minister Cynthia.
Thank you for that powerful message, Minister Willa, for that. Oh, that's an amazing living life on mission. Hallelujah. You gave so many beautiful scripture. Shortly after that, I'll call you back to close us out in a benediction so that we can go over our prayer requests. And let us pray and pray over our prayer requests this morning. Oh, Holy God, Mountain, his unspeakable joy will be the strength of everyone this morning, men and women, children and animals. God, joy will be so immense that it will even change the natural heart. Lord, we thank you this morning for Minister Willa for that on-time mission, living life on a mission. Well, we thank you for the scripture she shared with us. I just thank you, God, because we do need to bring people to God today. We need to understand that God is real, so we understand. And we thank you so much. We'll ask you this morning to bless Minister Willa over and over again, that she will not have enough room to contain what you have for her. Hallelujah, this morning. We thank you this morning for Reverend Dr. Brooks. And that's the one from Reverend Dr. Bacola Roth for the master call for keeping us focused on Lord. Hallelujah. Keep us focused. We thank you. Thank everyone for joining this morning. And I thought it was not robbery. Hallelujah. We lift up the Diaz de Leon family for sharing honest life so that we may stay healthy. And on more important, share this information with everyone we come in contact with. We pray for the everyone that's in the hospital right now with dealing with their health challenges. Lord, we give you the praise. We thank you, Lord, for just being you all by yourself, Lord. We right now want a special prayer for Leroy Archibald. Lord, I visit him. They can't find his veins clotted. Lord, just give the nurses this morning to be able to look it so he can be able to move forward. Lord, we pray for every breathing family this morning. You comfort them like never before, Lord. They need you. You know their names. Hallelujah. Go by and just touched him this morning. Lord, we thank you for life, for remembering that we love you, the joy that the Lord has given us and the strength that he may give us to move forward, Lord. Hallelujah. We thank you this morning. I can't thank you enough for all that you've done. I love you, Lord. I praise your name. Amen, amen, and amen. Lord, I'm just so grateful this morning. Hallelujah. Yes, I want to share with you this powerful message. We want you to go and listen to this call. Matter of fact, share it with somebody. That's what you do this morning. That's so many. She put so many scriptures out. I was writing so fast. But you want to be able to listen to this message this morning. Share it. Because we need to bring people to Christ. There's so much suicide, Lord, because they don't know God. So we want to be able to share this message this morning. That number is 712-432-1085. 712-432-1085, and the access code is 957-677-pound, 957-677-pound. As I shared with you before, the new morning motivation call is right after this call. It's going to be testimony Thursday, so we ask everyone to join us, and we will have our host will be Director Claudette Brown. That number is 667-770-1525. 667-770-1525. The access code is 294-617-POUND, 294-617-POUND. Again, we want to thank you, Minister Darrell, for greeting us this morning, and we want to thank Reverend Dr. Vanessa Weatherspoon for praise and worship this morning. We so appreciate in all that you do. Thank you, Minister Willow, again for that powerful message this morning. Will you please call us in a benediction?
Thank you, Minister Cynthia. Matthew 9, verse 37 and 38 says, "The harvest truly is plentiful, but the laborers are few. Therefore, pray the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest." Father, we come to you thanking you so much that you have given us the implicit instructions that we need to do, to go out to be those who go out seeking those. We thank you for the instructions that you have given us on how to go about winning souls to Christ, go about living life on mission. Now, God, we pray as you go out that you bless us with wisdom, that you give us what to say, that you, God, enable us to identify who those people are. Father God, we pray in the name of Jesus that as we do that, we invest some kind of time with them, that you show us how to do that, God, and Father, and then that you, oh Lord, and just that we really invest and we sow into them, Lord. Father, we ask, oh God, that you help us, oh God, to continue to make disciples of people, of men and women, God, as you have instructed us to do in the name of Jesus, God. And then we pray, although if at times they may not accept what we say, they may not be ready, but as you've already let us know, that you are the one who brings the increase and that we not get discouraged. So we ask for your perfect protection over us today, according to Psalm 91. We give you praise and we call it done. In Jesus' name, hallelujah and amen. God bless you. As I always say, from my heart to yours, you just have to know that I love me some you as we live this life on mission. And I think one of the points that I did not put in there is to make sure that we invite them to disciple-making relationships. Goodbye, my TMC family. Until tomorrow, God bless you.